In January of 2001, I met Alan, who would become my life partner for the next 11 years. On April 8, 2012, after battling chronic illness, prejudice, depression, and anxiety, Alan took his own life in our backyard. Rather than that inspiring anything approaching a modicum of support from Alan's family, the incident forced me into an all-too-common legal nightmare that would only serve to compound my grief. This week in the Orlando Weekly, I've painfully detailed the ordeal and even some of the wonderful history surrounding my life with Alan and his traumatic death. It's with a heavy heart that I relay this story, but it's also with an absolute sense of purpose. You see, Alan and I had executed all of the documents that social conservatives, most recently in a legislative battle to install a domestic partnership registry in the state of Florida, repeatedly refer to while dismissing governmental rights to same-sex couples. Alan had signed a will leaving everything to me. The problem is, even though I handed it to a family member as he pillaged my house for cars, computers, guns, and power tools before the blood had even dried, the will was not considered. The family filed a probate declaration in Orange County that effectively rendered me invisible. That's simply not fair. If you're on the fence, or as they now like to say, evolving on the issue of gay marriage, I only ask that you consider for a moment how many lives you're hurting. As I've discovered over the last year, you can't write yourself into fairness with a notary and boilerplate documents. Anything less than full equality is shameful. Please get on the right side of history. It won't kill you.